Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Could 50 Cent and Vivica Fox get back together?
No.
Plus, Mariah Carey's big and brave revelation.
Oh.
But first, y'all, we got to get into this Tristan and Khloe Kardashian tea.
Oh, yeah. Lord, honey.
The mess just will not stop. Oh, my God. As we know, Khloe is expecting her first child with him any day now. And yesterday, news broke that he's been cheating on her a lot. So here's the thing. First, the video was released that showed him making out with a girl in the club, and people were like, well, it could easily be somebody else.
Yeah, you can't even see him in the video. I mean, this would never hold up in court against the guy because you can't see his head.
Exactly. He's cheating the right way in that one because he's at least hiding a bit.
But anyway, in that one.
But then another video was released from October. He's in the club making out with two girls. Now, we can't afford to show you the video, but you can look it up online. And that's
so we're going to reenact it here. I'll play the role of Tristan.
Listen, this is who he is. This is who Tristan is. When Khloe got with him, he had a pregnant girlfriend back in December of whatever, 2016. Leaves her, ends up with Khloe, and is doing the exact same thing. It's like it gets close to having a baby, and he freaks out.
Why does everyone feel so bad about this? I mean, as far as the Kardashians and NBA players go, they've never had any luck whatsoever.
What about the other baby mama?
Exactly. I feel bad for the damn first baby mama. He walked out on the get with Khloe.
We all know the Kardashian clan stick together, right?
Yeah,
so everybody has pretty much unfollowed Tristan. But guess who hasn't?
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Well, maybe she want to keep that line of communication open where she can see what he's doing.
Yeah, you know maybe she's
spying. Saying,
You know what women do when we want to see what you're doing? We unfollow you and then follow your ass from another friend's page.
That's true. She's right.
That's how you creep, honey.
You do what
creep
now?
Creep.
Or you just create a whole new profile, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, easy. Well, moving on, I'm sure you all remember back in the day, Ricky Martin bursting on the scene back in, I think it was 1999, La Vida Loca, and she bangs. And women were going crazy for this guy, and a lot of people were asking, does he bang, and who does he bang? Well, he did a very famous Barbara Walters interview, because rumors were swirling that he was gay, so he sat down back then with Barbara Walters, and it's awkward.
You could say, as many artists have, yes, I am gay. Or you could say, no, I'm not.
However, for some reason, I just don't feel like it.
Gay!
He said, I don't feel like it. Is that an answer?
He wasn't in the mood to tell his sexuality.
It's his prerogative. He may have not been out yet.
Well, Ricky sat down with Andy Cohen for Watch What Happens Live, and he was asked how he felt about this little interview with Barbara Walters.
Did you know that that question was coming?
Have you seen that video? It's horrible, to be honest.
Yeah.
I felt like she was knocking, like,
punch after punch after punch. It was really uncomfortable, to be honest.
Really?
But then again, I look at it and I, why didn't I say yes back then? Were you, just say yes, yes, I'm gay, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, it is a different time. I mean, back then, he had to be terrified because his career was on fire. He was everywhere, and people were crazy for him. So I think as a guy especially, maybe it's not so much with women, but I think as a guy, you're like, well, I have all these women clamoring for me. If I say that I'm gay, are they going to stop buying my album, stop coming to my concert? So
right,
I'll just keep it ambiguous.
That's like, for the longest time, I kept a secret that I was actually married because I had so many women chasing me that I was like, I can't tell them I'm married or else they'll think, you know, I'm unavailable.
Sorry, like that, Frank.
Yeah, but I mean, my thing is when people would ask me, they say, are you gay? I would tell them, no, I'm not gay or straight. I'm confused.
Who's asking you? They just want to see what you're going to say.
Well, I'm confused. That's what it is.
All right. Up next, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's royal wedding is set to take place in May, and the invitations are out.
Oh, okay.
Did we get invited, Brad? Did we get invited?
Yeah, girl, we going.
All okay, right. I'm plus one.
And now we know a lot more about the guest list.
Who is it?
Well, there's a lot of speculation over whether the Obamas or Trump would be invited, but nope. They are not. Instead, the couple did something pretty cool. Harry and Meghan asked that 1,200 invitations be sent out to young people who have shown strong leadership as well as people who serve their communities.
Whoa.
Isn't that cool?
Well, you're going to get some gifts.
Frank, that is not what's important.
They're going to have some IKEA
important.
In the royal house.
It is all about the gifts.
I made this for you both.
I went to Color Me Mine.
Great.
Well,
we're going to say goodbye for now, Atlanta. But when we come back, Andy Cohen reveals the worst guest that ever appeared on his show. And Portia, don't worry, it's not you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye now. See you
bye,
later.
Atlanta.
Bye, you guys. Believe it or not, Vivica Fox is open to dating 50 Cent again.
Yes. Of course we believe it. I don't think she's never been closed.
Would you get back together with him?
We would start as friends. We could start as friends. Who knows?
Yeah.
Wait.
Never say never.
No.
Were you in love?
I was very much in love with him.
Was he in love with you?
Very much. I mean, I think that the reason why it's haunted me for such a long time is I found out later that he wanted to propose to me.
I think they should get back together. I mean, because you gotta realize, though, there's a shortage in rich black men, honey. Mm-hmm. And 50 was good to her. She liked him. He liked her. So, I mean,
that
it's
was
hard
years
to date
ago, Gary. People move it's on.
50 Cent found out that Vivica was on Wendy's show. He posted a photo on Instagram and wrote, "What the f*** is going on here, man? Damn. Shaking my head. Get the strap now."
What kind of strap?
The gun, child.
Oh.
Yeah. Do any of y'all have a love that no matter what, y'all would go back and be with that person? The door is still open with that person.
I shut those.
You shut them?
Really?
Yeah.
My doors don't even open. So.
Mine don't swing back.
Once you go out,
so we don't even have those doors.
Come back in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Moving on, child. Anyway, Mariah Carey has dropped a bombshell. Ooh.
What?
Mariah gave People Magazine y'all the exclusive interview opening up about her battle with bipolar 2 disorder. Now, Mariah says, y'all, that she was first diagnosed in 2001 when she went to the hospital, y'all, for a mental breakdown, but admitted she was in denial and feared that she'd be exposed. Oh, I know, I feel her pain. But what after she calls the hardest couple of years of her life, Mariah says, quote, "It was too heavy a burden to carry, and I simply couldn't do that anymore. I sought and received treatment. I put positive people around me, and I got back to doing what I love, writing songs and making music. This is exactly some of the same stuff that I went through." And I feel her pain, and I'm glad, you know, that she did come, because, you know, I talk about my bipolar all the time, honey.
Because yours didn't come out until you was working at Wendy's.
Well, it was.
And you had a breakdown at when you was working at Wendy's. What happened?
Well, I wasn't exactly diagnosed yet until I moved to Hillsboro. When it first happened, I was working at Wendy's, like you said, and the phone rang. And when the phone rang, I just started throwing pots. It was, I mean, because we didn't know what it was. Yeah, because it was just some guy.
Oh, my God.
They hadn't diagnosed what it was yet.
Oh, Gary, no.
But I'm glad she's talking about it, because you bring awareness, it's going to help other people.
Yeah.
The brain is a muscle, just like any other part of your body. Mm-hmm. You know, your leg hurt, you get stuff for your leg, your feet hurt.
That's right.
The brain is a muscle.
You got to work on that.
And that don't mean that you're crazy, because your brain has some different... Because I got ADHD.
Yeah.
Ooh. You understand? I could be talking about one thing. Did y'all see the game?
Yes, he did.
Cleveland versus. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right there, yeah. Like, that was right. Real. That just really just happened. That's how my brain worked.
Right.
All right. An Atlanta housewife just lost her peach.
Ooh.
All right, Portia, don't worry. Again, not you. Okay. We'll tell you after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation! It looks like the bottle collector, honey, just got buried.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes, honey. After rumors have begun swirling over the last few days, multiple sources are now confirming that Sheree Whitfield, Portia, has been fired from the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Fired?
Fired.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. Didn't you just tweet a peach and something about... revenge is mine, thus say the Lord.
Oh, no, I did not tweet that. Stop it. I did not tweet revenge is mine. I did not tweet that.
Would you?
No, I didn't tweet anything. I tweeted a peach, and I tweeted karma, so.
Okay, so what is a peach and karma?
I don't know. It's just a subliminal. You could take that, eat that peach, and hope it don't spoil you.
Well, this would be her first time losing a peach, so she came back. So hopefully if that's so, she could come back.
How do they decide who goes and who stays? What are the rules? Are there rules in place?
After reunion, they'll send out pickup letters, and if you don't get a pickup letter, then you know that you didn't get it. You know that you're not coming back the next season. That's how it works.
Right, and you have your pickup letter.
Yes, I can confirm I ain't going nowhere.
Well, we have it first right here on Dish Nation.
Ooh!
Oh, my God! Lord, I am not trying to be messy.
Yeah, y'all are being messy. Well, anyway, Janelle Monáe has a new female empowerment anthem called Pink. Mm. And the video co-starring Tessa Thompson dropped yesterday.
Oh.
Janelle describes the work as a brash celebration of creation, self-love, sexuality, and... power.
Oh.
Oh! We're gonna be pee-popping.
Between Michael Jordan and Michael B. Jordan, but that wasn't always the case. In the May issue of Men's Health magazine, Michael B. Jordan talked about the pressures of growing up with a famous name. He said, growing up in sports and having a name like Michael Jordan and being teased, I had to compete. I couldn't be the guy with the name and not be good at it. That carried over to everything. I'm like, I've got to be just as great, if not greater, than he was in his field.
I love Michael B. Jordan. But who's comparing Michael B. Jordan to Michael Jordan?
Well,
I haven't even heard the comparison.
Yeah, well, they have the same name.
Mm-hmm.
So he got teased from having that name.
He should come out with some Wakanda church shoes.
Church shoes? Why it got to be church shoes?
Yeah, because, yeah, Michael Jordan got the tennis shoes, and Michael B. Jordan. Are the church shoes. Right.
I can't. Yes. And Michael B. Jordan says he's not yet ready to meet the basketball legend. He said, I never met Michael Jordan. I never want to officially meet him until I'm at the point where he knows who I am and I know who he is, and it would be a mutual respect thing.
I like that.
But I feel that's kind of an arrogance. I mean, come on. It's not that damn serious. You got to be this way.
I mean, if your name is Michael Jordan, I'm sure he got teased a lot in high school and then, you know, middle school or whatever.
My damn classmate name was Jesus Jesus. He ain't said he could be great to meet Jesus.
But, I mean, there's a football player that was in the NFL. His name is Gary Hayes. Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, he's about 60.
60 years old,
maybe,
yeah.
He looked up to you because you're older. He probably did.
Look, bitch.
You were 64.
No, honey, I am 37.
You are not no damn 37. Now, that's a lie. Yeah. Let me move before lightning strike your ass.
Coming up, Andy Cohen reveals who the worst guest on Watch What Happens Live was.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I hope that wasn't you.
Was it?
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Amber Rose has been on this very show, not with us, but she's been in Atlanta, and we had a great time with Amber Rose, a very lovely experience. But Andy Cohen, she was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and he did not have the same experience that we had here at Dish Nation.
Amber Rose, she didn't want to answer any of my shady questions. And she turned to me, she goes, am I a horrible guest? I go, you are in the running for one of the worst guests that we've ever had.
That's what I don't understand. Why go on a show if you know...
And you know what kind of show Andy has, so you know you're going to be asked those questions. So if you're not going to participate, yes, you are a horrible guest. And as I look back at the many guests we've had, I have to say the worst guest, along with what Andy's saying, they don't want to answer the questions. And she was a celebrity back in the day when she was 13 years old and she had her arm bitten off by a shark. Bethany Hamilton.
I'm not laughing about the shark bite, but I remember the guest.
Yes. So she's 14 years old. She got the braces in and stuff. And her publicist comes in right before she goes on the air and says, yeah, could you not ask about the shark attack?
I was so desperate to get answers. I was like really doing the interview jig of like something, and we weren't allowed to talk about the shark. So she had gotten a bunch of food from our vending machine at work, and so I was so bad. I was like, "So what? So you like Oreos?" I was so desperate. It was awful. I'm with you.
What I learned that day is Hamiltons are not good on radio or television.
Well, maybe,
take it away, Heidi Hamilton.
Maybe one.
Anyway, moving right along. Right. Gwen Stefani was a guest on Ellen DeGeneres, and she wanted to talk about her new residency in Las Vegas.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Ellen had another topic in mind to talk about first.
I'm just confirming what the tabloids are saying, which is that y'all are getting married.
So if I say we are, then I say we are. And if I say no, we're not, then that would be sad too. Or,
well, I mean, you will be getting married. You've been together a long time. It seems like you will.
Well, what do you feel about it? You're married.
I love being married.
And what do you think I should do about it?
I think you should get married.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't you?
What are you doing?
Well, you came to me. I'm not at your house.
That is true.
You know when you go on Ellen, she's going to ask you some questions, and it's Ellen. You open up to Ellen.
Here's what I really think it is, because I think it would be hard to be the third wife.
Really?
Yeah. She's saying to Blake, I'm not your back holler girl. He's a country guy.
Back holler.
You know, back in the holler. Back here, and, you know.
Like I said, Hamiltons are not good on television or radio.
He may be right. Well, from worst guests to best dressed, I have the perfect staple for your summer wardrobe. Why not add a new Dish Nation t-shirt to your collection? All you have to do is go to dishnation.com/dishgear and take your pick. After the break, Laverne Cox has a new boyfriend, and she's showing him off for the very first time.
You know, I wish they would make Dish Nation sleeveless turtleneck sweaters.
Me too!
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Are y'all ready for something steamy?
Yes.
Well, Laverne Cox recently shared that she's been dating a man she met on Tinder.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm. She posted this sexy selfie with her new boyfriend. Now, she hasn't told us his name yet.
Girl.
But this is the first time that we're getting to see who she's been dating.
So that's her new boyfriend, girl?
Yeah, but you know, it's serious when you post a selfie online. Like, that's really letting people in.
Why his hair still fixed, though?
Dang, bitch.
Hers all poofy and his hair is sticking straight up. Like, he took the time to fix his
That's not the morning after picture. That's like right after the first smash. That's around about 3 or 4 o'clock.
Exactly.
That's an afternoon smash.
But
is Tinder a good place? That's where you find love at now? Is that where the celebrities going?
Yeah.
So if you go out of town, you just hit the Tinder button and everybody in the area know.
Who close to you.
And let you know who's in the area around you.
Who's in the area, who you can swipe left or swipe right or whatever like that, and do you hook up?
I'm about to get on Tinder right now. That booty. Yeah. That big old booty.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.